Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Buddy, Alan Ellis here, without Robin this morning. Robin is on the road this morning. She's going to visit her sister down south, and her daughter and grandkids are along for the ride. So we've been hearing road updates all day yesterday and already this morning. So they're back on the highway as we speak. So we might hear from Robin. We might hear from her a little later in the broadcast, and we hope we do. And then we just pray for traveling mercies for the family to make it safely to their final destination in Florida. So we're here to learn for now. So howdy. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and crabbing and anything else that happens to come up. We've got some updates from the General Assembly this morning, and we've got some interesting topics from around the country. Chris has been helping out with that. In his off time, early morning, in his off time, Chris goes and researches certain topics that interest him and then shares the link with me, and I appreciate that. So if we get into touch on some of those, we will, and if we don't, we won't. But the main point of the program here is to talk with you. This is the first day of the spring. Maryland spring gobbler season. It's dedicated to youth hunters only. Youth hunters must be accompanied in the field by someone who has a hunting license and is over the years of age of 21, and not carrying any firearm or anything like that. So this is all about the youngsters today. And we hope that some of you who are on the road with a youngster are listening to this broadcast and will call us at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we'll be more than glad to talk to the youngster, see what kind of gun they're using, see what county you're hunting, and maybe if it's the first time, we can gin up the enthusiasm a little bit, you know. So let's see what happens. 410-922-6680. We're calling all dads and moms of youth hunters out there and mentors of youth hunters as well. So give us a ring if you have the opportunity. We know that a lot of folks in the turkey hunting world, National Wild Turkey Federation members and others, are enthusiastic about sharing turkey hunting with youngsters. And if you take a youngster turkey hunting, and you know, you're in a ground blind or on the forest floor, or you know, whatever technique you're using, when that turkey gobbler comes in, and you know, you either have the opportunity to watch that turkey strut and gobble and, you know, perform. Even if you miss the shot or don't take the shot, it's quite a show. So I've learned later in life to enjoy turkey hunting. Turkey hunting for me, all along, I mean, even when I was a kid, they eluded me. You know, I got into the middle of a flock of turkeys when I was a kid in Huntington County, Pennsylvania. Could see them going through the brush. Didn't have any idea what I was doing. I was moving around, thrashing around. You know, they were all around me. They were clucking and gobbling. I had no clue what I was doing. In later years, I got to hunt with some of the best. I got to hunt with Tracy Groves. I got to hunt with Mark Hoke and others, and you know, was just never able to seal the deal with those guys. Got close with Tracy a couple times, you know. I clicked a safety off on a shotgun and spooked the gobbler. Another time, according to my guide, quote guide, I was my camo was too bright. You know, and so it just made me laugh. I've hunted with guides here on the shore, and you know, I've hunted by myself in Western Maryland, and just, you know, last time I was in Western Maryland with my buddy Frank, I had a good bird coming. I mean, I listened to him gobble the whole time on the roost. I heard him fly down. I had him coming, had him coming, had him coming, and he gobbled one too many times, and somebody in between the turkey's direct path to me and me made a shot, and the turkey either died or shut up. I don't know which, but was never able to get him back. So, you know, and it just amuses me. It's not anything I get all disappointed and bent out of shape about. I don't know what my attitude is towards turkeys. I mean, they're very exciting when they do what they're supposed to do. Finally, let's see, 2019, I was able to take a Jake with Bobby Dutrow up in Washington County, and last year killed my first longbeard. Nice bird with 11-inch beard, and very happy. Bobby, you know, worked that bird and called that bird, and I mean, it was 4 or 5 hours till we sealed that deal. So it was fun. It was fun. Anyway, start of the wild turkey season has arrived. Let's see who's texting me. That would be Chris. Good morning, Glenn in Chestertown. How are you this morning, buddy?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How are you doing, Glenn? Can't hear you, buddy. You all right?
Alan?
Yeah, you all right, Glenn? You still there, bud?
Hello?
Yeah, Glenn. Can you go ahead?
Okay.
All right.
How are you all? Doing good?
I heard from Robin. She's doing good this morning. They're back on the road, and I'm all lonely here by myself. I've got a couple dogs to be my buddies. The little puppy's still sleeping, and the older dog was out and in already, so we're good. I'm sitting here enjoying my coffee. There's no TV on. It's just you and Chris and I right now, and then the audience out there listening. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, are you going to get out turkey hunting next week?
I don't know.
Well, I hope you're able to.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yep. Robin just texted in. I guess she's listening on her phone. She said, "Good morning, Glenn."
Good morning, bye.
So. Good morning back, Robin. Robin, I believe, is in Georgia right now. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we will see. So, did you get a lot of rain this week, buddy?
Yeah, you got some rain there.
Yep. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you and I talked last week about going to Schrader's, right?
Yeah, when's that? That's next month, isn't it?
Yeah, that's May. That would be
the 22nd or something.
22nd, May 22nd. It's a Sunday. Yeah, Bucks, Bears, Stags will be on hand measuring deer. I think we're going to have 3 measures there like we did last year and mm-hmm. knock out some deer. So,
about what time they supposed to kick it off?
10 to 4.
10 to 4.
Okay. Yep. Yep. So.
All right,
buddy.
All right.
Thanks, man. We got somebody calling in about turkeys, so I don't know if that's a youngster or not. We'll see. Thanks for the call, Glenn. I guess Glenn went. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Glad to hear.
It's 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and I'm not working, so I'm doing pretty well.
Hey, that's great, man. Nothing wrong with that. I agree. I am working, but, you know, this is not work. This is 33
years. Yeah, I mean, you're on the air. It seems like a good time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, so I'm trying to get into turkey hunting here, and you say you're a seasoned veteran of sorts.
No, well, I'm not really a seasoned veteran, but there are seasoned veterans out there in your area. What I would suggest is join one of the National Wild Turkey Federation chapters in your area.
And
go to some of their events, get connected with some of the folks in the NWTF, reach out to some of their officers, and you're going to have a hard time getting them for the next month, but get involved a little bit and you can learn a lot. There's plenty of people out there that are more than willing to share turkey hunting. You know, the object of the game this time of year, during the turkey's breeding season, is to bewilder the male turkey. Only bearded turkeys are legal. Primarily males have the beard, which is a little projection of a, it looks like a hair, hairs from the middle of its chest, okay? And they must have that to be legal in Maryland. But you make them go against their nature, okay? Because normally the way it works is the turkey gobbler gobbles and the hens respond. Well, you are imitating a hen to make the gobbler respond and go against his nature and come to you. So there's a whole craft to that, using decoys and calls and, you know, the variety of turkey calls and things like that. You know, there's the cluck, the putt, the purr, the cackle. There's all these, you know, different turkey calls. And then the object is to get that turkey to come off the roost or come out from, you know, wherever he is and come to you because he thinks there's a lonely and loving hen waiting for him at the end of the line. And there's not. It happens to be your load of number, whatever shot you're using. So, but it is very exciting. It is very exciting. It's something to do in the spring if you love to hunt and be out in the woods, you know. So there's, you know, there's an opportunity to do that.
I've actually never hunted, but I do love me some turkey. So, you know.
Well, there you go. Sure, sure.
So let me ask you one other thing real quick while I have you on here.
Yeah.
So the banjo intro music, who does that?
I have no idea. It was studio music from that the producer at the station, Ira Siegel, found in the vault 33 years
ago.
So I'm a
aspiring studio musician here.
Okay.
If I was to get you guys some tracks for such a thing, like intro music or commercial music, how would I do that?
You mean like bump music and things like that?
Yeah, just like, you know, transition music between commercials or intro and outro music.
You're welcome to send me anything you like. You have some MP3 files or some stuff?
I have many MP3 files.
I figured you probably would. Send me a couple. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Yep.
ELLIS, rather?
That's correct, yep.
All right, I will do that.
All right, well, that's cool, man.
Well, thank you very much. I listen to your station every day around this time because I'm usually leaving the studio around this time. So,
got it.
Thanks for a great show, man.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the offer of the music.
Yeah, man. No problem. Have a good one.
Stay in touch. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, Alex, that was an interesting call. What do you say, Chris?
Very interesting. And I'll tell you what, looking at the time, it's time for that break.
Okay, so if Robin calls in, she wants the number. Could you text that to her, please? I texted her the regular call-in number, so.
Yeah, not a problem. I saw the transaction, so
yeah.
She said she got the number. So yeah, we're just waiting.
What are we waiting for? hi, baby. good grief. Chris, I will get to that commercial break here in just 1 second. You know what I have to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to find the proper script, which I did not put in order. So, it's what it is. That's not the one I want.
Well, while you're looking for that, I mean, one you could just start talking
about.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I mean, I can do Clyde Sportschup in my sleep.
There you go.
You know, Clyde's has been around a long, long time, one of the original sponsors of the original Maryland Sportsman Show back in the day, and has been with us a long, long time since this particular version of The Outdoorsman came on board. And if anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, go to the website, ellisoutdoors.com. You'll see the history of the show and 33 years' worth of stuff. Clyde Sports Shop. Located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. has everything in the world you need for fishing. You know, rockfish is right around the corner, but there's lots of pan fishing and perch fishing and trout fishing and bass fishing going on right now. Now, if you need some new line, which I do, we'll probably go to Clyde's and get my spool filled with new monofilament line, which I have done many, many times in the past. But if you're looking for a new rod and reel, they've got those too, Shakespeare's, Pflugers. They have a full line of St. Croix fishing rods. They have Penn fishing rods and reels. For trolling rods and reels, Clyde's has got what you need as well. Live and frozen bait and minnows, if you like to use live bait. Fishing license, rod repairs, and lures and hooks and terminal tackle for every species of fish. So, and if you're looking to outfit a kid to go fishing, Clyde's got those fishing kits too. Shakespeare fishing kits from, they're species specific. They come with a little tackle pack for trout or bass or catfish or panfish or whatever. So check that out. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. That phone number is 410-242-6108. They've changed their website now. It is ClydesFishingGear.com. So check it all out, and you'll be glad you did, because they've got everything for fishing and crabbing. Hey, if you have a hole in your wall, in one of your walls that you call fireplace, and you haven't touched it in years because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to haul wood, split wood, buy wood, have wood piled up in your yard or anything like that, well, I have a solution for you. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Why not consider replacing that box in the wall that sucks the heat out of the room into a beautiful fireplace with a gas fireplace insert? Robin and I did that with this fireplace right here in the back room, and it's sitting there right now heating up the room just a little bit because it's a little nippy outside right now. Not bad, but a little bit. We picked an Enviro EX35 model, and we love the convenience and the room-filling heat, the remote control. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and you can get one installed before the next cold weather strikes this fall. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be coming ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open today. Hearth America at Backyard Billy, 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
When he come home, his politics and done. While the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun and lit out grinning to follow the sun.
Okay, that's enough of Dave. Thank you so much. So, sine die happened, thank God, in the General Assembly. And got a note from Bill Miles, the advocate for hunters in Maryland, through Hunters of Maryland. And I will tell you something. There was very, very tense time out there. You know, you have to have written permission to hunt on somebody's property. And usually if you print out a permission slip or you do a little investigating, and I always put the quote on there on when I printed out a permission slip that said to the landowner, was absolved of liability if I got hurt on his land. It's for recreational purposes. And you can read all this when I send you the link or tell you the link. But landowners who allow hunting on, I'm reading now, hunting on their lands, among other recreational uses, were stripped of their statutory liability protection courtesy of a decision by the Maryland Court of Appeals, a.k.a. Martinez versus Ross, a while back. What right-minded landowner would allow hunting on his or her property if not such a liability protection guarantee was guaranteed under state law? There's a link on the Hunters of Maryland to the case, and you can read it for yourself, how the case was lost by the claimant, and then they appealed, and then the decision was reversed. Well, here's what happened. The Hunters of Maryland approached a bipartisan Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus in January of this year with a legislative proposal to remedy the dilemma. It took until the last day of the 2022 session for the Senate and the House to agree on the language. Talk about a nail-biter. The enrolled bill, a bill that means both the Senate and House took different actions initially, but ultimately ended up agreeing in the final language, now awaits the governor's signature into law, a.k.a. enacted bill. And then there's the link for that bill that restores the liability protection to landowners who allow people to use their land for hunting and other recreational use. So I'm saying, folks, this was a historic victory because it would have meant that, you know, you weren't hunting on private land, which the majority of hunting is here in Maryland, because the landowner would not have liability protection in case something happened to you. So this is a major, major deal. How about that? So that's one thing that happened in the General Assembly. There were a number of bills, Sunday hunting bills, that were expanded in six counties, including Talbot, Somerset, Calvert, Charles, Montgomery, and Queen Anne's. Some Sunday hunting days were expanded, and you can get the links. I'm going to give you the link to huntersofmaryland.com. Go on their website, and you can click on each individual link if you like. But those Sunday hunting bills were enacted. So if you have any questions about hunting in the General Assembly, feel free to give us a call, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. But I will refer you to Hunters of Maryland website. So there you go. All right. So any callers on the line, Chris? Our phone number here is 410-922-6680, except for VIPs like Miss Robin, who wants to call in. She has her own line that we've installed this morning into the studio so that she can call Chris without having to go through the operator on the general switchboard. You know, one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy. 410-922-6680. If you're hauling out a youth turkey hunter, we want to hear from you. We'd like to talk to the youngster. And you, Dad or Mom or Uncle or mentor, whoever you might be. We'd love to hear from the youth. But I'll tell you something, folks. By the time this show comes on in the morning, given the time of sunrise and so forth, these youngsters are probably already getting set up in the woods. They really are. So it's that kind of a hunt where you get set up, you walk in, you get set up, you try to understand where the birds are in the dark. You know, some good mentors have gone out last night and they've actually done what's called roosted the turkeys. They've observed the birds flying up to the roost. They know where they're sitting. They plan their approach. And it's a lot of strategy. It's very strategic hunting when you're hunting wild turkeys. So I like to go with a veteran who's already done that scouting and knows where he's going and knows where we're going to sit. I think the one pocket where we sit in Washington County, my mentor has been hunting there since, I think, several years, and I think they've taken 8 or 9 longbeards from that one blind. So that's pretty cool. So it's an area rife with turkeys. Washington County is. A lot of places have a lot of turkeys, but there are some areas where the turkey population has been declining. And, you know, deer population has been declining, and a lot of people are blaming it on canine predators, you know. As far as the turkeys are concerned, of course, their eggs suffer a lot of predation, which is, you know, raccoons and opossums and things like that. Snakes will eat turkey eggs, but the poults, if they're exposed, you know, they're not like a duck. Their feathers are not waterproof, so if they get exposed to some rain and get wet, you know, after they hatch, and you get a cold night, that can kill a lot of turkey poults. Coyotes and red foxes are being blamed a lot for killing turkey poults, as well as deer fawns. You know, I heard this again yesterday. Our deer population's down in our area. We don't know what's causing it, but they got to get rid of these coyotes. So that was from Harford County. And we hear it all over the state. So anyway, your thoughts on any and all this, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So anyway, Chris and Robin are communicating. So, I gotcha. Okay. Oh, there we go. Alex has sent some, at least one MP3 file already to us, so we'll take a look at that here shortly. Sometime this week we'll get to that. I'll send it to Chris. He can monitor it and see what he has to say. Anyway, boy, it's kind of hard to do this without phone calls, folks. So why don't we get some callers on the line, 410-922-6680, no shortage of subjects out there. I see our president now has come out against ghost guns. Of course, Maryland General Assembly led the way on that one. A ghost gun is simply a firearm that's assembled by an individual without a serial number. Now, I know a number of people that assemble their own firearms, and guess what? They all have serial numbers. So the problem is not the criminals sitting home assembling their own firearms. Okay? That's not the problem. And the problem is that the government wants to continue its overreach, not only here in Maryland, but now at a federal level with this pronouncement by the president, I guess we'd call him, to ban ghost guns. Let's talk to Neil in Pikesville. He's got a joke for us. Thank you for rescuing us, Neil.
Hi, Alan. I've got a joke for you.
All right.
A hunter kills a bald eagle and he takes it back to his campfire and he starts cooking it and he starts eating it. Forest ranger comes along and he says, hey, pal, is that a bald eagle you're eating? Guy says, yeah. He says, oh, you're under arrest, you know. So a couple weeks later, goes before the judge. The judge says, you ate a bald eagle? Guy says, yeah. He says, well, you know, that's a $5,000 fine, 6 months in prison. Guy says, I'm sorry, you know, I was hungry, and I saw this bird, and I shot and I ate it. Judge says, by the way, what did it taste like? Guy says, it tastes like spotted ale.
All right, Neil, thank you so much. That's
thank
a good
you.
One. I like that.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, buddy, thanks. Tastes like spotted ale. Yeah, why not? Passenger pigeon. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Actually, Chris did send me a an article where someone shot an eagle in Tennessee, prompting a federal investigation. So that that prompted me to go back and look at the eagles that were found dead here on Maryland's Eastern Shore over the last several years. Found out a lot of information, but if you Google eagles poisoned on Maryland's Eastern Shore, you will come up with a whole bunch of information. Total of 30 eagles were found poisoned by a banned chemical that they have ingested. But right now, we'll get to that in a minute. Right now, let's talk to Mark of Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. No complaints. Just called to wish you a real good Easter.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Looks like my son-in-law and I will be single this weekend. I mean, we're both we're alone this weekend.
There is a difference.
Quite a difference. We're alone this weekend, so we might get together tomorrow and cook up some venison dishes and, you know, have our own little Easter dinner there with some venison meatballs and, you know, some backstrap, and who knows what we're going to find in the freezer. So we'll figure that out tomorrow, so today or tomorrow. So, yeah, he's quite the cook. He loves to cook. He loves to grill, so we'll see what works out.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah, man. So how's the weather on your side of the
A little cold out this morning.
Yeah, it is chilly, isn't it? It's chilly. Yeah.
But you know, back to normal is what it is.
Really. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you
really
know,
really warm day.
Yeah.
On Thursday. It's
right.
54 right now.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been, I mean, I find it that this spring has been quite chilly, but everybody's saying, nah, this is normal. I'm like, nah, I don't remember this extended, you know, 50s for a high in the daytime for, you know, in April for quite a while. It hasn't, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a strange winter because there was so much snow here, which is very unusual.
So much snow? What part of the Delmarva are you on where we had so much snow?
Oh, gosh, right up against the ocean outside of Bethany Beach.
Oh, you guys got way more snow than we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you guys
which
got
is
that.
Very unusual.
Yeah, you guys got that coastal storm. Absolutely.
Yeah, people, when we got here, people saw our snow shovels in the garage and said, what are those for? You're never going to use them.
Right.
So we kept them to sort of guard against ever having snow.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work.
That didn't but work. Yeah.
One of them broke this year. I used it so much.
Yeah, I live on the beach, and I had to use my snow shovel. So.
Yeah, it was just, let's hope it's one of those things that we don't see again for another 8 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, ah, man.
I can't complain.
No, you're right. We can complain. We can complain all day long. We can complain about high gas prices. We can complain
about
inflation.
Where do you start? What a disaster.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, I will say this. We've had two wake-up calls in a row. Two wake-up calls in a row. One from 2016 to 2020, and now one from 2020 to 2024.
Yeah.
I think there's a very, very clear... a very, very clear choice for people to make in this country so they could see how one side handles A, disasters, and B, the other side is a disaster. So
That's very well put.
Yep. Right. Well, we pray for the people in Ukraine. We've been, of course, but even more so now in May. in east around Easter time, because they are primarily Christian nation, but they are more of a melting pot where all the religions come together there in Ukraine, Muslim, Jew, Christian, but they all get along. They all get along, and that's a unique position to be in. So, anyway, buddy, I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind?
No, that was it. Just thinking about you and Robin, and hope you have a great holiday.
Well, thank you so much, buddy, and we appreciate your calls. Always appreciate your calls, because
that's mutual.
You know, so we.
Have a great week.
You do the same. You do the same. Take care. Bye bye. There goes Mark. All right. Let's see here. I have to do something. I'm not sure what I'm doing, but I have to do something. I know what I have to do. Follow the script, that's all. Okay. The folks at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors had a pretty good open house. I talked to some folks that were there. They enjoyed themselves, so we want to tell you now about what they've got going on. Fishing season, of course, is here. Rockfish right around the corner. Crabbing is open. And you know what? I was in the Upper Bay yesterday, and one of the crab shops, a fella came in with 4 or 5 bushels of crabs that they caught out in the bay on razor clams. They were doing some crabbing for the shop, and I'll tell you what, they look pretty good. So may as well get out there when the water gets a little warmer, or maybe even now. So Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater, the selection of tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing is amazing. Rods and reels from the top brands are here. Artificial lures for perch, bass, snakeheads, rockfish line the walls, and there's live bait and ice, too, of course. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines, nets and bait bags and steamers and crab seasoning and much, much more. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road in the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. That number is 410-956-0300. On the hunting side, they have a fine selection of guns, Matthews and Hoyt bows, crossbows, and all the accessories to go bow hunting. And the waterfowl department is always ready to go. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention watermen, bring your license for your discount. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck. Any make, any model, any size, they've got them. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. Number 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service, and we'll be right back.
South winds and mild numbers today. Thunderstorms this afternoon. We hit 73 degrees in our low tonight, 45. And then northwest winds cruise in for Easter Sunday, dropping the temperatures. We're in the mid-50s on Sunday, upper 30s for Sunday night, and quite a bit below average. And then we'll stay below average early next week for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with highs in the 50s and 60s and lows in the 30s and 40s. And half-inch rains for Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Woo! Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I really love
you. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What time is it? Oh, okay, good. We've got time for a couple more callers if you'd like. Talk about anything you want to talk about. So, Chris, you know there was a terrible accident at a local furniture company. Did you know that?
No. What happened?
One of the employees fell into the upholstery machine.
And then what happened?
Well, it turned out okay. He's now fully recovered. Thank you, Joe, for that one. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Here we are at the beginning of the Youth Turkey Day. If you're just getting out, we'd love to hear from you. Anybody on the road with a youngster in the truck or car, give us a call, 410-922-6680. Let's see what time sunrise is today. Sunrise is, come on, weather, 6:26. So 5:56. Yeah, we're getting ready to shoot some turkeys here in the next 15 minutes or so. A lot of times they'll come in right as legal shooting time comes in. So. That's why we're not getting any calls, because everybody's set up already. We came on too late. Now, if we'd have come on at 4 o'clock, we might have been able to get some calls. But here's the deal. If anybody has a youth turkey success before the show is over, give us a call. 922-6680. That'd be the way to go. Right, Chris? And he's on the line. Also, youth turkey pictures for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You can send those to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. If you have a youngster who has had some success, we'd love to see those pictures. You know, we like the pictures with the youngster by themselves, but we also like the picture of the youngster with their mentor in the photo, too. And a little description, parental permission is needed for anyone under the age of 18. So, or considered a youth hunter. And we like to publish those kids' pictures. It's still time to get some pictures in for the Maryland Marilyn loves crabs. We've got a couple days left here for anybody that, would like to advertise or send a picture, submit a picture for Marilyn Loves Crabs, and it's in another publication. But boy, we're meeting with some really good success. We got some surprises though, some good surprises and some not so good surprises. But you know what? It's going to be a great issue. Got a lot of good information in there. The winter dredge survey has been completed. However, I don't know if we'll have that information in the Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine because we're getting the magazine out a lot earlier than normal. We're shooting for the first 2 weeks of May to have that edition on the street and online. So that gives us a full month and a half earlier than last year, followed quickly by the summer issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So there we go. All right. Hey, let's talk to Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Hey, and there, Brian is here on speaker with me, too. And Brinley is out, and Jameson is watching Cars.
Cars.
At least it's not Frozen for the 40th time.
Frozen. Yeah, Brinley likes Frozen and Frozen, too.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that after about the 20th time would drive both mom and grandmom crazy, right?
Brian's done better with it than I was. She's memorized the whole thing, so she does the lines along with him and sings along, too. So.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I get it in stereo.
Yes, I hear you. Wow. So far, so good. What's that?
A lot of traffic this morning. Not heavy, but just more than I expected. But we got out about an hour late.
Yeah, well, it's a holiday weekend, you know. People are traveling. They're doing their weekend warrior thing down to their place in Florida, and you guys are right in the main flow of that. So, you know.
I think it's also spring break too. So
yes, it is. Yes,
everything.
Yep, spring break and all the holidays around this time of year. So yeah, you've got the Hanukkah. So, or not Hanukkah, Passover. Excuse me. Yeah, you got a lot of folks on the road. Even how do you find the price of gas? What are you paying for gas?
I haven't been pumping it. What is
387
on off of 95, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, I forgot to fill up yesterday.
Oh, off of 95, she says it's 419. I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
I said I forgot to fill up yesterday. The Maryland tax goes back on today and I forgot to fill up, so you know. What are you gonna do?
It goes back on today?
Yeah, it was only 30 days. Yeah, it was only 30-day reprieve, so.
I think it should be extended.
Well, I agree, but, you know.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I sound like I got a frog in my throat, but it's been we've been talking for hours, so.
I'm sure. Well, that's good. That's good. Hey, sweetie.
Yeah.
I love you. I got to get the last break in. You going to stay on the line?
Yeah, I'll stay on for a minute.
Okay. Please do. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Hey, because Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville specializes in waterfowl and game birds, that's where I take my waterfowl to be mounted for the wall. There's a beautiful wood duck and a Butterbill sea duck back here on the wall for me. John Baresi is highly trained in his craft, and his quality work speaks for itself. Got one in the freezer, got a duck or two in the freezer, take them over to Precision Taxidermy. In 2021, Precision Taxidermy, competing at the Maryland Eastern Regionals Taxidermy Convention, took the honor first place. State champion waterfowl for his duck mount. Now Precision Taxidermy offers freeze-drying services for items like turkey heads and velvet antlers and small game birds and things like that. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer and big game. Precision Taxidermy is located at 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville. Call 410-744-1779. That's 410-744-1779 for Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and your memories. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island knows fire. If you're looking for a new backyard grill, they've got pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. They're all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install? Oh, boy. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, along with a full selection of furniture. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for that coming cold weather or just a great time on your deck. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Hey, we're back. Robin, you still with us?
We've only got a second.
Well, that's all we've got here. You got to wait for the music because I'm going to be up here in a minute or so. Oh, well.
And I'll talk to you all at the end of next hour, depending on where we are and what's going on.
I got it. So you got something going on? You can't wait another minute?
I'm waiting. I'm just saying. I'm just giving you an update.
Oh, well, I appreciate
that. I'm making conversation until that jingle hits the new air.
The jingle just hit. You're waiting for the music. So I know you like to say something during that, you know, that outro, so we'd like to hear from you too.
I know, that's the reason I waited till now.
Ta da.
Ron?
There you go, babe. Yep, go ahead.
Everybody, get out, stay out, stay safe. Take a chance. Take that ride with your daughter you didn't expect. The memories are irreplaceable. Have a great day.
Thank you, baby.